Welcome to Auditioning Breaks Efficiently, Drum and Bass Masterclass, Intermediate Level, using Ableton Live Stock Devices Only. This is a workflow lesson, which means the goal isn't to find the perfect break today by luck. The goal is to build a system, so you can test a lot of breaks quickly, in context, and make confident decisions without getting stuck in scroll mode. Here's the mindset shift. Auditioning breaks is not which loop sounds coolest by itself. In DNB and Jungle, a break has to work at tempo, with your bass, with your kick and snare layers, and through processing that makes it readable. If you can test all that in, like, seconds instead of minutes, you write faster and your drums hit harder. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a reusable break audition template with three tracks, an auto track for the break, a simple ghost kick and snare to reference groove and phase, and a bass bed to tell the truth about low-end conflicts. Then we'll set it up, so you can cycle through candidates in session view, ideally with follow actions, but I'll also give you a manual method that's still fast. Alright, open Ableton Live. Step 1. Set your tempo. Put it at 174 BPM. That's a modern sweet spot, and you can move it later, but start here so you're judging everything against a real DNB context. Now go to Preferences, Record Warp Launch. Two important settings. Turn Auto Warp Long Samples off. That prevents Ableton from making weird guesses that you then have to undo. And set the default warp mode to beats. For breaks, beats mode is usually the fastest and most honest starting point. Now create three tracks. One audio track, name it Break Audition. Two MIDI tracks, name the first one Ghost Drums and the second one Bass BED. The reason we do this is consistency. If you audition 10 breaks, but your bass line changes, or your levels change, or your processing changes, you're not comparing breaks anymore. You're comparing different listening conditions. Consistency makes you faster. Now let's build the processing chain on Break Audition. And this is important. This is not your final mix chain. This is your make every break understandable chain, so your ear can judge the groove and tone quickly. First device, utility, set the gain to -6 dB to start. This is basic gain staging, so you're not getting tricked by loudness, and you're not hitting the rest of the chain too hard. If you want, turn on bass mono and set it around 120 Hz. That's optional, but it's a really quick way to hear if the break's low end is doing anything weird in stereo. Next, EQ 8. Put a high pass filter, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 25 to 35 Hz. We're just removing rumble. Then add a small low mid dip. Bell filter, around 250 to 400 Hz, -2 to -4 dB, Q around 1.2. This clears boxiness so the snare and hat speak. Optionally, if the break feels dull, add a slight presence lift around 3 to 6 kHz. Like +1 or 2 dB, and if you want a bit more crisp, a gentle high shelf around 10 to 12 kHz, +1 dB. Keep it subtle. The purpose is clarity, not finished record sparkle. Next device, drum bus. This is one of the best stock devices for making breaks instantly readable. Set drive around 10 to 20%, crunch around 5 to 15%, keep boom low, like 0 to 15%, because breaks get tubby fast and we're auditioning, not rebuilding the low end. If you do use boom, set the frequency around 45 to 60 Hz. Now the big one. Transients. Set transient somewhere between +5 and +20. This is the secret sauce for auditioning, because it makes the attack information pop out, and suddenly you can tell if the break is energetic, lazy, too smeared, too sharp, all within a bar. Next, saturator. Put it in analog clip mode. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. This adds density and edge so older breaks don't feel like paper when you put them next to modern bass. Next, Galoo compressor. Set tack to 3 milliseconds, release to auto ratio to 2 to 1. Bring the threshold down until you're seeing about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks, and turn soft clip on. This helps the break feel like a cohesive recorded drum loop instead of a bunch of transient spikes. Last, limiter. Ceiling at -1 dB. Don't smash it. It's just there so one random loud snare doesn't jump out and trick you. Now, do yourself a favor and save this chain. Select all devices, group them, name it DNB Break Audition Rack, and save it to your user library. Future you is going to love you for this. Quick coaching upgrade, make this rack a dry versus processed switch. Inside the audio effect rack, create two chains. Chain A is dry, just utility. Chain B is processed, your full chain. Map the chain selector to a macro and call it dry/proc. Now you can instantly answer the most important question. Is this break actually good, or is my chain rescuing it? That one macro prevents you from committing to a break that only works, because you tortured it. Cool. Now let's talk about warping and looping efficiently. This is the 30-second rule. Drag a break sample into a clip slot on break audition in session view. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to transient. And set transience to 100. Now find the real downbeat. Zoom in. And place 1.1.1 on the first clean kick transient, or the most obvious first hit. Don't overthink it. Get it basically correct. Set your loop length. For most ENB use, do either 1 bar or 2 bars. 2 bars is usually better for breaks, because you hear the call and response. So set the loop from 1.1.1 to 3.1.1 for a 2-bar loop. Now press play. If the break drifts, do the minimum warp correction. Put a warp marker near bar 3 and align it so the loop closes cleanly. Avoid warp marker confetti. Overwarping kills groove, especially in jungle. If you need more than about 30 to 60 seconds to make it feel right, that's not necessarily a bad break, but it's probably not the winner for this track. Today, fails fast is a skill. Next, set up your ghost drums. On the ghost drums track, load a drum rack and grab a simple kick and snare from the core library. Nothing fancy. Program a 1-bar pattern. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. If you want a little push, add an extra kick at 1.3. Keep it simple. The ghost drums are a measuring stick. They help you judge phase, timing, and how the break snare interacts with your intended snare. If the break snare and your ghost snare fight immediately, that's a clue. Maybe that break is better as tops, or as fills, or maybe it's just not the one. Now create the bass bed. On bass bed, load operator for speed. Oscillator as a sine wave. If you want a hint of harmonics, bring an oscillator B very quietly, or just put a saturator after operator. Add saturator with drive around 3 to 6 dB, soft clip on. Then add EQ 8. If you want to test pure sub interaction, low pass around 120 to 200 Hz, or leave some harmonics, if your bass sound in this track will be more mid-forward. Write a simple 2-bar rolling bass line. Off beats, a couple of pickups, nothing too complex. The purpose is not to write the final bass line right now. The purpose is to make the break audition honest. A break that sounds huge solo might completely mask your bass, or the opposite. The bass might swallow the break and leave you with no drum definition. Now we build the rapid audition system in session view. Create a few scenes that represent audition states. Scene 1, drop loop, 2 bars. Scene 2, intro, tops only. Scene 3, fill test, 1 bar. The point is, you're not just choosing a break, you're choosing what job the break can do in the arrangement. Now make your break clips consistent. For each break clip you audition, set it to 2 bars, loop on, and set launch quantization to 1 bar, then level match. This is huge. Here's a coaching rule. Normalize your audition loudness so your brain stops picking the loudest loop. Do most of your level matching with clip gain, not with the utility in the rack. Keep utility fairly fixed. That way, across an entire pack, your comparisons stay fast and fair. Loudness is the biggest liar in sample auditioning. If your version of live supports follow actions, here's the power move. Select multiple break clips, open the clip box, enable follow action, set the time to 2 bars. Action A. Next. Chance. 100%. Now start playback and your breaks will cycle perfectly in time, while your ghost drums and bass keep going. This is how you get through 10 breaks in, like, a minute, without losing musical context. If you don't use follow actions, no problem. Just keep launch quantization at 1 bar and use clip launching manually. The main idea is still the same. Stay in time, stay in context, switch instantly. Now, how do you decide quickly? Here's your checklist while the break plays with the bass bed and ghost drums. First, snare placement. Does it push or drag against the grid? Not is it perfectly quantized, but does it feel good with your two-step reference? Second, hat density. Does it fill the pocket or clutter it? Some breaks are all hat, no space. That might be great for energy, or it might choke your mix. Third, low-end bleed. Is there too much kick or sub inside the break? In modern DNB, you often want your kick and sub to be clean and intentional, not inherited from the break recording. Fourth, tone. Is it bright and airy, or gritty and boxy? Does that match your track's mood? Fifth, loop fatigue. Can you hear it for 8 to 16 bars without getting annoyed? This is massive. A break can be exciting for 2 bars and unbearable after 8. As you audition, label immediately. Rename clips with descriptive names like Amen Dark Tight or Think Loose Swing or Shuffly Tops Only. Color code them. Green is yes, yellow is maybe, red is no. that alone can save you hours, because you stop re-auditioning the same indecisive candidates. Let's add three super practical monitoring modes that catch problems early. Mode 1. Full mix. Bass plus ghost drums. That's the musical decision mode. Mode 2. Mono. Use utility on your master or on the break track and check mono. This reveals phase issues and whether the break loses punch when collapsed. Mode 3. Quiet monitoring. Literally turn your speakers or headphones down. If the snare disappears when it's quiet, it's going to vanish in a loud club mix where bass dominates. Quiet listening tells the truth about snare audibility and hat harshness. Now, arrangement thinking while auditioning, so you don't loop forever. When you find a winner, immediately test it in three roles. Roll 1. Drop backbone. Full break. Two-bar loop. With your kick and snare layer idea, does it feel like a drop? Roll 2. Intro texture. Add auto filter high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Now it's just tops and character, leaving room for atmosphere and tension. Roll 3. Fill weapon. Take a one bar section, or even the last half bar, and make it a turnaround. For quick fill testing, turn on beat repeat for one bar. Set it to eighths or sixteenths, low chance, and automate it to turn off right on the downbeat. The contrast sells the drop. A couple pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. If you want to turn breaks into tops instantly, just high pass them with EQ8 around 150 to 300 Hz. That keeps your modern kick and sub clean while preserving the break's personality. If you want scarier snares without harshness, push drum bus transient up, add a bit more saturator drive, and if it gets aggressive, dip slightly around 4 to 6 kHz instead of killing all the highs. If you want instant neuro-ish tightness, try adding a gate after EQ8 on the break. Set the threshold so the hats are trimmed slightly, with a release around 30 to 80 milliseconds. It can make old breaks feel more clipped and modern, without needing third-party tools. And if you want brutality without losing clarity, set up a parallel return track called Break Crush. On the return, put drum bus with higher drive, then saturator with about 8 dB drive, then EQ8 with a high pass at 120 Hz. This audio version is shortened for playback.